listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at somebody who was a seeker. I'm going to read to you from 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 6 through 9, where we read, "Then she said to the king, 'It was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw with my own eyes, and indeed the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame of which I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants, who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you, setting you on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord has loved Israel forever, therefore he made you king to do justice and righteousness.'" The queen of Sheba heard wonderful things about Solomon and his kingdom, and she came from a long distance to see it with her own eyes. When she came to Jerusalem and met Solomon, she realized that the reality was far greater than what she had heard. She said, "Indeed, the half was not told me," when she saw the glory of Solomon's kingdom. And it was glorious. Even those who served Solomon basked in the goodness of his kingdom. She said, "Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants." It's a joyful thing to serve a great, wise, and rich king. And we should always remember that though Solomon was a great king, Jesus is an even greater king. If it was a happy thing to serve Solomon, it's a much happier thing to serve Jesus. The queen of Sheba looked at it all and said, "Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you." This is an example of what God wanted to do for Israel under the promises of the Old Covenant. God promised Israel that if they obeyed under the Old Covenant, he would bless them so tremendously that the world would notice and give glory to the Lord God of Israel. This is what God said in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 10. We read this. "Now it shall come to pass, if you would diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth." Now verse 10. "Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you." The idea is that God wanted to reach the nations through an obedient and blessed Israel. If Israel did not obey, then God would speak to the nations through a thoroughly disciplined Israel. When the Queen of Sheba proclaimed, "Blessed be the Lord your God," it's fair to ask, was this a true confession of faith, expressing genuine allegiance to the God of Israel? Taken in its context, these words may not be more than the queen's response to the astonishing blessing that's evident in Solomon's Jerusalem. Many think that this was just a polite reference to the God of Solomon, and that they're not necessarily the expression of the personal faith of the Queen of Sheba. But if we take the Queen of Sheba as an example of a seeker, we see that Solomon impressed her with his wealth and splendor, and also impressed her personally, but she returned home without an evident, or maybe we should say clear, expression of faith in the God of Israel. This shows that impressing seekers with incredible facilities and programs and organization and professionalism isn't enough. Regardless of the result of her search, we can admire the way that the Queen of Sheba was a seeker. She came from a great distance. She came with gifts to offer. She came to question and to learn. She came and saw the riches of the king. She came for an extended period, and she came telling all that was on her heart. All right, one last thing. Jesus used the Queen of Sheba as an example of a seeker in Matthew chapter 12, verse 42. If the Queen of Sheba sought Solomon and the splendor of his kingdom so diligently, how much more should people today seek Jesus and the glory of his kingdom? And they should be happy when they find what they've been seeking for. You can find it in Jesus, and you can find it in him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.